Adigo operator.
Joined.
My name is Alois Beda. Tanzania, Dar es Salaam.
joined. Joined.
Okay.
Joined.
And for the English channel, hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, hi. And at this moment, we just have two people on the French channel. We have Didier, Mr. Chombe, and Fatimata.
Okay. The operator told me that Hawa is on the line as well.
Oh, okay. Well, let me confirm if Hawa's on the line.
And also Victor Siza.
Mr. Siza, okay. So
well,
let me
perhaps he's English. Sorry, he's on the English channel.
Okay. So okay. Let me confirm if Hawa is, in fact, on the line, okay? Give me a moment.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently Hawa is not in the call yet. Give me a moment. And just so you know, we haven't started yet. This is why there's nothing being said.
That's
okay?
Fine. I understand. Actually, I just looked and it's Hawa is ring with no answer. So,
okay.
Operator again.
Yeah, so at this point, we just have three people on the French side. Okay.
Okay. Do they want to wait a bit longer?
Okay, and now we have Mr. Tuhun on the line as well.
Sorry, who?
Mr. Tuhun.
Okay.
Thank you.
And once again, we haven't started yet, so please bear with me. Unless you guys want to start saying something, it's really up to you.
Okay, well, this is Heidi. If you could perhaps ask them if they would like to begin, perhaps Didier or Fatimata can begin, if they wish.
And give me a moment. They still have not started yet. Heidi?
Yes.
Okay, so they haven't started, and I don't even know if they can hear me. So I don't know if maybe you want to start with something, with an announcement. I don't, you know, this is just me suggesting, of course.
Okay. Well, let me ask Didier if he would like to start with a roll call.
Okay.
Yes.
And Heidi, give me a moment because there is somebody's line where there's just way too much noise.
Yes, I've heard that.
Yeah, so I can't even hear them.
Okay, and also so, perhaps we can start, if you can suggest, with the selection of a chair.
Right, let me go ahead and select and suggest.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mumbambo is now on the line as well.
Okay, perfect. And I've just heard from Mohammed, who says he has not actually received any calls. So let me see if I can get his number.
So let me actually tell them. And give me a moment, Heidi. Unfortunately, we're having sound issues with the other side.
Okay.
Because the 7 members and where they're at, I suppose. So give me a moment, okay? I apologize for this.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to start then
okay.
With the meeting today. We are going to adopt the agenda, and I think that everybody read the report, first of all.
Mohammed Al-Bashir, 161.
Joined.
Oh, Mohammed.
Hi.
Okay, so we're going to start then
okay.
with the meeting. We are going to adopt the minute meeting for January 7th.
There is a lot of noise on the English channel.
Yes, that's very well. I do agree with adopting those minute items. So now we're going to go to the next issue. So now we are going to go to the action items. Are there any action items? And then we will go to the staff announcements.
Okay, well, the staff...
So, first of all, let's go to the action items.
Okay, the action items are that we will look... Staff will look into technical problems with the questionnaire, which we have done. And due to the people who were not able to vote on the second questionnaire were able to then... vote either manually or with an extended survey.
Okay. Very well. So, anything else that anybody would like to say about the auction items? And so now, finally, staff announcements, if any, if you have any staff announcements.
Yes, let's start with that.
Yes, this is Heidi.
Heidi.
Go ahead, and Heidi, because I'm interpreting and because of the noise, just try to speak a bit slower than usual, please. I would appreciate that highly.
Okay, thank you very much. I would like to let them know about the open public comments. And those include reporting on functional reporting that ends on the 2nd of March. Also, Fast Flex hosting initial reports. Public comments, the deadline is the 15th of February. Those are the current open public comments.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
No.
It will be covered in the agenda, other items.
Very well, thank you very much. We are going to continue then on the next point. And the next point on the agenda is and we have then acceptance of Bokojang Bokojeff that association. We have also the consortium to action and support for the promotion of development of Africa. And so as candidates that have been proposed, we need to then know from the members here who is against accepting these two new members and who is against it.
So we have three candidates.
Okay, and from Fatimata, I am in agreement with welcoming these candidates.
Mohammed is here. I'm okay with the candidates. Just wanted on the regional advice. Some concerns has been raised from Khalid about one of the candidates. So I guess that need to be noted in the regional advice. But for me, it's okay in terms of we need to go ahead and proceed with the applications.
Mohammed?
Yeah.
Very well.
Okay. I just was looking at the regional advice, and I believe it was Hawa that had the concern about MFA, or in French, FMAI, and Aziz clarified.
And from Fatimata, actually, we do want to know what are the concerns that were raised, and what is the organization, actually?
Okay, it might be also Hawa.
Yes.
And also I heard some concern about Khalid. Basically, the concern is that this is an association of organizations, not individual internet members.
Which one?
Or users.
Which one, I'm sorry?
I guess we're talking about the Association of Internet Organizations for the Mediterranean. Let me just...
Yes, it's FMAI in French.
Exactly. Yeah. So, the concern was that it's organizations membership, not internet end user membership, and so that was the concern. And are we going to have can we accept members of a member organizations of this association?
Okay. And you know what? Actually, I was present, so.
I think Hawa could speak on that, yeah.
And the reason why I had actually raised a concern. You know, we got a message that was sent on the on the list, and you know, I mean, at this point, I'm not too sure exactly what the issue is, but you know, there were too many associations in concert within this one association, and that was the main issue. Okay, so now we're going to continue.
So has FMAI been adopted?
For my side, I'm okay.
Okay.
Just want to make sure that this concern is noted on the regional advisors going to be submitted for ALAC.
Okay.
For voting.
Okay.
Thank you, Mohamed, from DDA. And I do have to say, it is an association that I do know very well. And, you know, I do know this association, and I do believe that, you know, in the course of development, it would actually be convenient.
Another issue and or just a question maybe for clarification from my side. Are they able to join the summit if we approve them here and send it to ALAC for voting?
This is Heidi.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mohammed. Repeat your question again, please. I didn't quite get that.
Can they participate in the summit? If we manage to submit their applications to ALAC for voting now so they can join the summit and participate in this event.
Okay, so there was a question in regards to the third organization. If anybody knows or has any knowledge on the third organization, which is CABDA. And now, in regards to me, I had said that, you know, I do know these three organizations very well. And, you know, it is organizations that I believe would actually help for the development. And, you know, we're specifically talking about the CAPDA, which is the Consortium of Support to Actions for the Promotion of the Development of Africa, and that's the one that we're speaking about. So I think that everybody is in agreement then, favorable then approval for the three organizations. And HAWA is now going to give us a resume and a summary on the summit. Okay, so in regards to the summit, there's many decisions that we'll have to make. We spoke about many things yesterday. Does everybody hear very well? Yeah. And unfortunately, I am on a cell phone, so yeah, but we can hear you, Hawa. So go ahead, Hawa. This is not a problem. So let me continue.
Mohammed?
So in regards to the summit organizational meeting, Pablo, who is the person in charge of the visa issues, from what I was told, we are sending all the information necessary in regards to all the concerns for the African participants. Specifically because, you know, many of us don't have access to the embassies. And then, of course, the most important thing is to ensure that, you know, the African participants are able to, in fact, get visas and secure that. So what I had proposed yesterday was to basically make sure that we included in the actual plane ticket the actual transit country where the embassy is, and then from there go to Mexico. So then also there's going to be things such as, you know, a welcoming committee at the airport to make sure that everybody knows where they're supposed to be going. And, of course, there's, you know, practical advice to the members that are going to be attending in regards to security, not taking big sums of money. And so what was decided finally in regards to the visa issues? Because I don't think that we got any specific information in regards to what's going to happen to the visa issues. Does anybody have anything to say in regards to that?
Yes, this is Heidi. And I would like to inform everyone that our meeting managers, KCA, are handling the visa into Mexico. And that all of you who had visa issues should have received an email from Alex Trujillo yesterday requesting certain information, personal information, to help in obtaining your visa to enter Mexico. And if you did not receive that email from Alex, to please email her, and I will give the email address. It is alex@kc.
Heidi, give me 1 second, please. Yeah. 1 second. Yeah. Okay, and I actually did get the email, and I did send Alex that information. So
everyone, just if you could stress that everyone who has indicated a visa problem should have received an email from Alex yesterday.
Okay, well, you know, the issue and the concern is this, Heidi. You know, it's a matter of delaying. Do you see what I mean? Because even if we send her an email because of the timing issue and because of, you know, we're not able to necessarily get to the computer on time, we just want to make sure that there isn't, too much a time gap between when we send the email and the response.
Okay.
And, you know.
Okay, what I suggest is that you do need to respond to that email that she sent because she needs the information on that. But I will ask Alex to respond to all of you today.
Very well, and thank you. And I have a question for Heidi. Okay, and so what I want to know is exactly how is this going to work? Who's going to get in contact with the, Foreign Ministry of Mexico, or how is this going to work?
My understanding is that once Alex receives this personal information that she has requested, then that information will be sent to Pablo Hinosa, who is our Latin American representative, who will then send it to his contacts in the Mexican government to expedite the visa.
And thank you very much for that. You know, the problem is this, you know, it's been 3 weeks that we've been talking about the subject, and it's just been taking too long. And
yes.
That's a major concern.
Yes, I understand that. I do understand that. And I am right now writing KCA about these issues that you have. Again, and to encourage them to contact you today on any updates that they may have.
So, you know, in regards. You know, because I do have to say, in the United States, for example, I know that it is possible to get the visa, you know, in a few hours. I have a colleague who went to the United States and was able to get their visa in a few hours. So, you know, is that possibly a possibility? Because that would be an excellent possibility to get to the United States and be able to maybe work that way.
I don't recommend that because then you require a transit visa in the United States, which is another issue that you would have to have overcome.
Okay, no, I already got that one. I already got that visa.
Okay. I would then contact Alex at KCA to give you more precise information.
We have Baudouin who's going to speak. So, you know, at this point, from what we were told then, they're going to be getting in contact with the Foreign Affairs Ministry in Mexico. Is that what it is?
Yes, that's my understanding.
Heidi, I think to practically to enable the us or the ones who have problems to travel, the visa arrangements have to be finished in a maximum week time from now.
Yes. Okay.
Other than that, I guess they won't be able to travel, and I'm afraid that it's going to be a major issue for
okay. And I'm sorry, Mohammed, because they were speaking at the same time on the other side, so please go ahead and repeat what you just said.
If the visa issue is not solved in a week time from now,
okay,
it will be very difficult for them to travel. So basically, we have a maximum week,
okay,
week period for this issue to be
so
solved.
Thank you, Mohammed. I have, as you were speaking, I was writing to our KCA people the same issues.
Okay, thank you.
And I do agree with what you're saying exactly, Mohammed, because it's true. It's a week, and that is the maximum time that we need. So now we're going to talk about the General Assembly for AFRALO.
Can I, this is Heidi. Can I do one more issue, please, discuss one more issue about the summit?
Oh, go ahead. And just so you get an idea, you know, you're both, and it's not your fault, it's not their fault. They're speaking a lot of the times as you're speaking at the same time.
Okay.
So just bear with me, you know, because I don't want you to miss what they're saying, and I don't want them to miss what you're saying. So go ahead. What would you like to say?
Yes, I just wanted to announce to everyone and very much encourage this, that there is going to be a poster session at the summit on Sunday, the 1st of March, and it is very important that all ALSs bring material to the summit about their organization.
Okay,
and I will
let me just confirm that the poster session is like a presentation session that allows the organizations to introduce themselves in regards to what they do. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay,
and I'm going to send out information, more details today on the AFRI Discuss distribution list to provide more information, but if you could just please stress that it's very important that they bring you know, pamphlets, any kind of information about their organization's activities in the area pertaining to ICANN.
Okay.
Heidi, if just for the clarification, this is going to be some sort of a booth where posters or...
It's a room. Yes,
it's a room.
Yes, it's actually going to be a room where there are going to be tables and available, for example, if you wanted to have a PowerPoint about what your organization does, there will be a place where you can show that PowerPoint. Or if you have pamphlets to distribute or posters, and it doesn't need to be in English, it's in your language, just to show, a little, introduce your organization.
Okay.
Okay, and at this point, we're not saying anything just yet, Heidi. Give me a moment.
Okay.
My name is Luis Peter.
Okay, give me 1 second, please. There's a number that is speaking, and I can't quite hear them. Give me a moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, so finally, we're going to talk about the General Assembly for AFRALO. So what are your comments in regards to that issue? What do you guys have to say in regards to that? I think that I hope that you all understand the draft that Mohammed sent us. Specifically, in regards to the introduction and the welcoming of the ILSS and in regards to the General Assembly, I am in agreement with what Mohammed sent. In regards to the welcoming and the ILSS, I definitely am in agreement with that. And so then, in regards to the ILAC activities, Fatima and Hawa were in charge of that, correct? Now, the ALAC activities, you were in charge of that. What do you mean? I mean, you know, in regards to those things, you know, we've been working and we're still working on all that for a while. So, and so, you know, and then what are the other activities in regards to the other Rallos? You know, because we do want to know what are the activities of the other Rallos and what it is that they're doing in regards to engaging. Does anybody have any information on that?
Sorry, could you repeat that question?
Yes. In regards to the activities of the other Rallos and what are the activities so we are able to benchmark, if you will, for us, does anybody have any announcements in regards to the other Rallos?
Sorry, is this in terms of what they're doing to engage their ALSs, or is this in terms of their General Assembly agendas?
At this point, General Assembly agendas.
Okay. Basically, what they have, what AFRALO has set out, is pretty much what other RALOs have done as well. They're all looking at going through various elections that they need to. They're talking about in certain areas changing some of their bylaws. They're also talking about having the at-large staff discuss with them on how to increase engagement in at-large policy development. And finally, a few of them have also requested a services briefing on the registry RRAA non-compliance issue.
Mohammed is here. I think we need to adopt the agenda for the EGA, and hopefully, I hope that the ALAC, African ALAC members, AFRALO members, could have a meeting after the arrival in Mexico to go more in the details of an arrangements of the GA itself. So I'm proposing a meeting after we arrive in Mexico to ensure the preparation for the GA. And this is first. Secondly, I think we need to identify within Africa, within ALSs, whom is interested in issues like registry. RA, agreements and non-compliance issues, because we lack expertise and on that area, especially registrar and who is issues, privacy issues, end user issues, really.
Okay.
Maybe because we don't have those issues currently in Africa, but within the AFRALO, we need to try to reach out for expertise within either within our ALSs or we know, so we can engage them and they can enrich the discussions.
Okay. Mohammed, if I can respond to that?
Sure.
I mean, I fully support the idea of clarifying or identifying policy issue areas. And I think that one of the agenda items currently on the agenda is this AFRALO at-large discussion on increasing engagement.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think during that discussion, these issues will come up. But at the same time, I do encourage you, you know, the AFRALO group to meet prior to the GA.
Yeah, I guess we need to do that. To prepare for the GA also.
Okay, let's see what they have to say.
And give me 1 second. And I, in regards to Mohammed's proposal, we are in complete agreement. It's very important. And most importantly, it is important to coordinate. And so from the moment we know, you know, everybody's date of arrival, we will have to coordinate.
Okay.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Mohammed, could this possibly be a breakfast meeting on Saturday or Sunday?
Yeah. It's fine with me. I'm planning to arrive on 26, 27, so hopefully I think we can do that, yeah.
Exactly. Maybe we could suggest that maybe breakfast on the 1st of March, that's a Sunday. Perhaps we could discuss that or suggest that?
Sure.
Let's see what they have to say.
And I am in agreement with you as well. I do believe that either Saturday morning or Sunday morning would be good, but I'm definitely in agreement with having that meeting.
Okay. Should we set a date now? Should we say either Saturday or Sunday? Which one is better?
I guess Sunday might be better because by that time most of the participants will be arrived. And then we make sure that there's no travel gap or someone's late.
Exactly. So how about Sunday? Would Sunday breakfast be a good time for all AFRALO ALSs to meet to discuss the GA agenda and the GA itself?
And I do agree with that, even if I'm not going to be able to attend personally, but I do agree with that.
So Sunday is set. So Sunday breakfast time.
Hello, it's Menda, 468.
Joined.
Can we move to the next item on the agenda?
Okay.
One second, Mohammed.
Okay.
And 1 second, please. We're trying to confirm who's still on the call on the French side.
Mm-hmm.
We have me, we have Gabrielle, we have Awa. Of course, just you guys know on the English side, if I'm not speaking, it's because they're not speaking.
So we can move on to the recent activities of ALAC?
Oh, if you want to. Hawa's still on the line, so if you want to go there, that's
yes, please.
Sure.
Hawa could just briefly discuss any issues that she would like on the activities of ALAC.
So, you know, in regards to the ALAC, as you guys know, you know, they've been really working very hard from the month of December or more January, mainly on the summit. That's really the main activity. We've been speaking with Nick in regards to, you know, the working group and most importantly, the subjects that will be dealt with at the summit, as well as the proposed, you know, draft for the agenda for the summit. So at this point, every member will be sending in their opinion in regards to what are the subjects that are going to be dealt with at the summit. But really those are the main activities in regards to the ALAC for the most part, the summit, which has been the main issue. But, you know, I know that from my point of view, that's really what's been happening for the most part, the summit and everything related to that.
Perhaps if they would like further information, there is a link on the meeting page that they can, where they can read further information on ALAC activities.
Okay. And what meeting page is this?
This
Heidi?
Is the AFRALO meeting page for the date of 4th February. That is the working wiki.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Mohammed. I just went through the draft summit program document, the last revision. It's revision 11, which has been sent by, I guess, Nick.
Yes.
And I can notice that we have, I don't think we even have a fellow participant, and I guess it is one of the issues has been raised about we need more Afralo or at least ALAC members to be involved. I can see Hawa and Fatimata in one day in the at-large engagement in ICANN sessions chairing that, but I don't see it. And Khalid is there, so I would like to start with myself. I'm interested in IDNs, and I will talk to send a request to the summit working group to participate in the IDN session.
So you're talking about the thematic session that is being organized by Hong and Siva.
The one in Saturday, which is 1 hour session. There's also the thematic. I can participate in that.
Okay. I believe, yes, I see that, the one on Saturday. I believe that there is a message sent out by Nick earlier today requesting people to sign up to serve as facilitators. And I'm sure we would welcome you to be a facilitator for that session.
Okay, the thematic one? I'm
either one. I think it's more the IDN one on Saturday.
I'm fine with anything related to IDNs. I'm fine with it because I'm within the CCNSO. I used to work in the working groups. I was part of the IDNC, the IDN committee.
Okay.
And I'm also currently part of the IDN's guidelines review committee.
Okay, so you basically accept either a facilitating or rapid position in either one, Saturday or the thematic session.
Yeah, I'll be happy to be a facilitator. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine with me.
You might, I will let Nick know and Hong know, but again, I believe that there was an email from Nick requesting such, you know, facilitating requests. So that's fantastic.
Yeah. I can respond to him also.
Okay.
That's fine.
Thank you. That's great. Are we on to point 10 on the agenda?
Give me a moment. I've just presented your proposal for moving on to point 10.
Point 9. Just very quickly.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Recent activities of the other Rallos.
Okay. Alors, de la... Yes?
Yes, just very quickly, all of the other Rallos this past month have been preparing their GA agendas, and they have been discussing the summit, other activities. And so further information can also be seen on the links that are on the wiki for today's meeting.
And Mr. Bombombo is now on the call, just so you guys know.
Thank you. So should we move to the last point, number 10, any other business?
And there is something that, you know, I would like to present to the other people, and this is how I, this is in regards to the summit. And actually, we do need a speaker who can speak about e-crime. Do you guys here in the Afralo members know anybody who can actually be a speaker about e-crime? Is there anybody that you guys know that you can propose?
I'm not sure, but I think it will be good to send the request also to the mailing list.
Okay. And actually, you know, I know that Hallett, is somebody that I had proposed. You know, we would not be able to maybe ask him very detailed questions because he's not a specialist. But Mohammed, I don't know if, you know, there's somebody that you know, you know, that's more of a specialist.
I'm not sure if we can have a specialist attending the ICAM meeting, but I can try to see who, because it depends on how deep the topic is and what to be presented. If it's general overview, concepts level presentation, I guess we could have someone from Afra who could volunteer to do that, or
okay,
someone we know. But if it's technical and specialized, I'm not sure if we can manage to get one with that courtesy.
This is Heidi. May I suggest that I send around the e-crime draft agenda so we can see, everyone can see what the workshop will be on and the various sessions.
Yeah, that will be great.
Okay. And I think the person does not need to be a specialist. They would need to basically be able to discuss the African perspective on e-crime, some of the concerns that exist there on e-crime and abuse of the domain name.
Okay.
And, you know, and I do agree with what you're saying. I myself, as Fatimata, can, you know, prepare a presentation. And I can very well do a presentation, or Hala can also do the presentation. I mean, but, you know, if you tell me that this is going to get into really, you know, specific details, you know, I'm not an expert, so we have to make a decision in regards to what type of person is going to be presenting this and how this is going to be done.
Okay, so what I can do is I will send out the proposed draft agenda for the e-crimes workshop, and then we perhaps there can be a discussion on the session that would be a possibility for an Afralo speaker.
Okay, I'm sorry, Heidi. You know what, because they were speaking at the same time. So I was, okay, so go ahead and tell me this again, please.
Yes, what I will do is send out the draft e-crimes workshop agenda onto the AFRI Discuss list so they can see what some of the sessions are and where a person from Africa might be able to fit in. But again, I think that the person would not necessarily need to be a technical expert.
And I do agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Then I will go ahead and do that today.
And, you know, once again, I think that it'll depend, you know, on we don't need an expert. It's very true. So it'll really be a matter of what the level of knowledge is really on the presenter, and that's how we might have to choose the person.
Okay, that's a good point.
So then we'll use Colette in that case.
Sorry?
We'll use Colette in that case.
I still didn't get that. We will use...
Khaled.
Okay.
Khaled.
Okay. Okay. And he is on the line and he has agreed to that, or...
Give me 1 second, please, Heidi.
Yes.
There's a bit of background noise.
That's fine. I don't know if he's online. That's my concern, is that they're volunteering him for something.
Yeah, we need to help Khaled. It is overloaded.
Let's see. I don't know if he's online.
No, I have him on my Skype. He's not there yet.
Let's see. He was asked to be called back.
Okay, so what's going to happen...
Yes?
Khaled is going to be actually doing a presentation that Serge is going to give him. That's the way it's going to work.
Okay, who is going to give it to him?
Serge.
Okay. And are they both online? Have they both?
I don't think so, but I believe that. Give me a moment.
We need to confirm this with everyone involved.
I guess we can send an email to Khaled.
Who's Serge? Is he...
I'm not sure, really.
So...
Okay, and just so you know, the way this actually came about, Heidi, is that Nick had actually sent an email asking for somebody to actually volunteer. And so Khaled works with two of the major organizations in Africa, PDG being one of them, who can actually help him with the presentation.
Okay.
But obviously if Khaled is not, is not willing to do it at some point, then anybody else can also try and do it. Because
okay,
the organization was going to prepare that for him, actually.
And that's Serge?
Sorry, well, did you have a question, Heidi? I'm sorry, I couldn't get that.
Yes, just I'm just wondering who this Serge is.
Right.
Who's going to prepare the presentation?
Okay, and you know what, Heidi, that was actually... Okay, and Heidi, that was my mistake. She actually read the abbreviations of the actual organization, which is the Center for Security.
Okay.
And that's what it was. So I do apologize for that. That was my mistake.
Problem. Okay, so now I know that Khaled will be nominated to speak, and that an organization who is a specialist will prepare the presentation for him.
Exactly.
Okay, perfect.
Right, and just confirming though, Heidi, you will be sending them the draft for the actual security meetings, and then that way they'll be able to confirm Khaled.
Exactly, exactly. I will do that immediately after the call.
So are there any other subjects? Are we done, or is there anything else that anybody would like to say?
This is Heidi.
Yes, Heidi.
Yes, I would just like to tell everyone I am looking forward to seeing them in Mexico City.
Yeah, of course, Heidi. Hopefully with the visa, that'll work.
Yes, I've already contacted KCA regarding this, and I've asked them to respond to everyone on their visas today to verify where they are with that issue.
Thank you very much, Andy, for your effort.
Thank you,
Mom. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you for volunteering to be a facilitator in the IDN session.
That's all right.
And just confirming, Heidi, realize that a lot of the African members here have to go through Schengen territory to get the visa anyway to be able to to get to Mexico. So that's something that they have to keep in mind.
Okay. Transit visas are going to be dealt with by BCD Travel. So I will let them know as well.
I'm sorry, confirm this again?
Yes. The issue of going through a Schengen country, that will be a transit visa issue.
Right.
And those are being dealt with by BCD, our travel agency. So I will contact them and alert them to that as well.
Right, because the main concern is that a lot of them have to go through Schengen territory to be able to get the Mexican visa on Schengen territory. You see what I mean?
Okay.
That's the concern.
Okay. Let me communicate that with to KCA, and KCA will contact all of you today on that.
Right, so Heidi, that's very important, and that's the main concern.
Okay.
I'm
immediately after this, I'm going to call KCA and see where they are with, these issues.
Right, so basically, Morocco is a possibility. Okay, so you can either do Morocco.
Yeah.
Or Schengen territory, but, there is a concern about the fact that some of them that are not able to get to Morocco need to go to Schengen territory to get the visa. So that's the concern. Get to Schengen territory, go to the Mexican consulate, and then, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I will see if I can get information today and have KCA respond to all of these concerns to you today.
And just once again, Heidi, just confirming, and the main concern is the fact that, for 3 weeks they're being told talk to Alex, and nothing has really been done. So,
Okay, no, I do understand, and I'm going to talk with Nick, and I'm going to talk with KCA today and make sure that they are informed so they don't need to wait any longer.
Okay.
I do understand that this has been, a real problem.
And just confirming, and this is what DJ is saying, anybody who is a United States resident who has a green card does not need a visa from Mexico. That is something,
Well, I need to confirm that because I was told that if you tell people with a U.S. Passport or maybe even a green card that if you're arriving on business, then you do. But if you say that you're arriving for pleasure, you know, for a holiday, then you don't. But, again, I need to confirm that with KCA.
Yeah, and also the fact that, that DACA. And also, Heidi, extremely, extremely important, they need specific letters of invitation to all the African members, in regards to the fact that they're participating in a summit. They'll need this for the visa, and they'll probably need this as well when they get to Mexico, because many times, you know, if they don't have a letter of invitation, you know, they don't know what they're there for.
Okay. Thank you for bringing that up. That's very important. Again, KCA is organizing that. So if you have not received a letter of invitation, please contact Alex at KCA. Letter of invitation still?
Okay, and Heidi, and very important, and it's a very good point that Fatimata just mentioned. You know, the letter of invitation, you know, it has to mention the...
I'm sorry?
Okay, and Heidi, I'm sorry. What I was saying, and this is a very important point that Fatimata just mentioned, you know, the letter of invitation has to state that ICANN is taking care of the hotel and the lodging, where they're staying, and that ICANN is taking care of all that. Because, you know, otherwise, are they going to be on the street? You know what I mean? So that's very important. That
I've seen the letter, and it does say that.
Okay.
Can you let me know, please, who has not received a letter of invitation? Because I believe that KCA has been sending them out as they receive the request. So I don't understand why, you know, those who need them have not received them.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, and just confirming, when you're talking about the letter of invitation, because I received an initial email inviting me, but are we we're actually talking about a formal letter of invitation, correct?
Yes, this is a formal letter of invitation.
Not just an email.
This is not the one about the travel information. This is a letter saying, you know, you have been invited to a summit and that we're ICANN and at large, you know, we'll be covering the expenses. And that should have come from KCA. But you needed to have asked KCA. You needed to request a letter of invitation from KCA. Alex.
Okay. Alors, tout à fait. Okay, and Heidi, very important. Each letter needs to be addressed individually to each person. It can't be, you know, to the whole group. And now, Fatimata, Naomi, Hawa, and Baudouin have not received their letters.
Okay, Fatimata, Hawa, and Baudouin.
And Naomi.
And the last person?
Naomi. You know what, give me a moment.
Yes.
Heidi, give me a moment because I'm getting the list of the names here.
Okay.
Just. Okay, Heidi?
Yes?
Okay, confirming. We have Fatimata, who didn't get one.
Okay.
We have Hawa, who didn't get one. We have Baudouin Shambi.
Okay.
All right. And then we have Naomi.
Okay, what's the surname?
Let me confirm this, because I don't see him on the list.
Ahmed, are you still there?
Ahmed, I'm here, yeah.
Just a quick answer to your question, that candidate ALSs who applied before a certain date, I believe in December, will be coming to the summit. So, for example, I know that CAPTA, they're coming to the summit.
Okay, and Heidi?
Yes.
Heidi, I'm sorry. That was my misunderstanding. I was misunderstanding the name. And it's Yahobi Atahun, and that's spelled Y-A-O.
Y-A-O.
V as in Victor, I.
Yeah.
That's the first name. Last name, Atahun. That's A as in Apple, T as in Tom, O.
Yeah.
H-O-U-N.
O-U-M. Okay.
N as in Nancy.
So Fatimata Hawa Baudouin Shambi.
Yes.
Yaovi Atahum.
Alors, attendez.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So for now, those are the four that have not received their letters of invitation.
Okay,
so once again,
I will write to Alex at KCA, and I will CC all of these people so they will know that their request has been sent.
Of course, just a final point, each Rallo during the summit needs to present something about their own Rallo. Would you be able to do something?
Yes, I've sent a message out on AFRI Discuss that details that request.
Okay. Okay, so at this point, Hawa and Fatimata will try to work together and concert with DDA to try and prepare something in that case.
Okay, but again, each ALS should bring some material for the poster session. Each ALS.
Right, and each ILS basically is going to have about 5 to 10 minutes, right? So,
well, they'll be able to showcase their work.
Basically, the activities of the ALS is in question, okay?
Yes, as it pertains to ICANN.
Very well, we got that.
Okay.
Is there anything else that we want to mention in the different points?
Not from my end.
No, Mohammed.
Are there special vaccines that they're going to need from Mexico? Do you guys know?
Again, that's something I will ask KCA.
Okay. Very well, because that's a concern.
Okay. Good question.
Okay. Okay, so again, confirming English channel.
Yes, we have nothing else to say.
Very well. So thank you, and then hopefully we'll see each other in Mexico.
Yes, and I will talk to KCA about the visa issue and the letters of invitation right now.
Okay, bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Mohammed.
Mohammed Al-Bashir, 161.
Left.
And you know, Heidi, they do want to stress the fact, you know, Ahawa does want to stress the fact that it is very important, you know, for the time limit that Mohammed mentioned, okay? You know, because if this is not solved within 1 week or so, they're not going to be able to participate.
Okay.
So the time is very important.
Okay, I will stress that. I've actually already written that to KCA.
Okay. Okay, and thank you to everybody in the name of the president in that case.
Okay, thank you very much.
And, of course, Heidi, Hawa does thank you very much, you and Mohammed, for all the support. And, you know, you'll definitely be in touch in regards to all these issues that are still pending.
Yes, thank you. And thank you to all of you.
A Deagle operator.
Left.
Heidi?
Left.
Otherwise, Menda, 468.
Left.
Friend.
Left.